Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. You know what that music means. That means our friends from Anytime Fitness are here. They're here in spirit because we are practicing social distancing and we are doing phone interviews. But this is an extra special opportunity for us today because we are talking to the Anytime Fitness owners. One of the owners is LaRoyce Nicholson, and she was telling me before we went on the air, she has the pleasure of owning the Hastings Anytime Fitness, one in Menominee and one in Eau Claire. Great to chat with you. Thank you for calling in today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, thank you for having Anytime Fitness in Hastings. It really is a place where a lot of people love to go and hang out, and your staff is so great there. And I'll tell you, we are really missing it at KDWA because so many of our people here work out there.
Oh, that's so great to hear. I just love hearing that. Hastings is a fabulous community, and staff is really great, and they love the members, and I constantly hear great things. So,
give us a little bit of the history of Anytime Fitness in Hastings, please.
Well, let's see. We first opened the Anytime, actually, it was over in Schoolhouse Square way back here. How many years now? That we've 7, I believe, and we were in Schoolhouse Square for 5 years or so, and then we moved over to Frontage Road and to expand just to have a little bit more space and to be able to accommodate more things and to kind of open up our group area. So it's been there a good amount of time. It's been nice.
So the Anytime Fitness in Hastings, was that your first location?
So it was. We originally had our two territories that we, you know, we have 3 kids, my husband and I, and we always wanted to be entrepreneurs to some extent, and just kind of always had that dream. And, you know, we both have a fitness interest, wellness background. I was a physical therapist assistant for almost 10 years. I went back to school to go into teaching, so I have an actual teaching license. I taught high school health for a couple years, then along came babies, and trying to figure out how to do both, be home and still work. That's when we got introduced to an Anytime.
And what was your thing that made you really fall in love about that?
We really liked the small business aspect of it, you know, being a small location. We really loved the 24-hour, the flexibility, and we really liked the non-intimidating atmosphere, you know, knowing your members, regular people, I guess, not a competitive style location or gym, you know, that really was into competition. Not that we don't have members who do competitions and are, but, you know, in general, it's just a place people come to work out, and we really like that aspect.
What would you say the philosophy of Anytime Fitness is, please?
You know, our core is really, as a whole and as a franchise group, to improve the self-esteem of the world. So I guess underneath everything, really, when it comes down to it, we look at obviously helping people achieve wellness and fitness, but just that overall concept.
So LaRoyce, tell us a little bit about your Hastings location. When you moved up to the Westview Center area, you said it was a lot more space. And I know that you have not been able to be open for a while, but once people can get back in there, what are some of the things you're most proud of?
Well, we love the fact that, you know, when we were able to expand a little bit, you know, outside of adding some additional equipment pieces, with our functional training and group training space. And we've really tried to grow in the group training area. And that's just coaching. And we have great coaches with Courtney, John, and Lisa. And they're fantastic. So really just growing that coaching, that community aspect to working out with others.
How has your business tried to still stay in contact with people with your doors being closed?
It's a challenge. Obviously, everybody's, and the longer we stay closed, I think it's difficult for people to be motivated and doing things at home. So we have some virtual options. We have a coach or a workout that people can go right to our Facebook and watch it. It's live every morning.
What time?
Even if you don't hit it, I believe it's at 9:30 every morning. And you can see it at any time, but if you really want to do it live at that time, you just follow the link on Facebook, and it's the Care Coach Connect series. So people can do that workout every day, and it's at home because everybody's at home, so it's finding things at home to make it work. You don't have to have a gym or weights or big, heavy equipment.
And I know that your coaches are so used to checking in with people. That's one of the things I really admire about Anytime Fitness in Hastings, is that they take such an interest in people's personal lives and their personal journey to wellness. So I know that you are also checking in on people.
We are. The staff at Hastings is phenomenal. Both Kate and Courtney really take a lead in reaching out to people and contacting. And of course, we've had people contact us with concerns over membership, and we've tried to address that. You know, obviously, we're not open, so we're not necessarily staffed, but the energy and the work that they're still putting in is just admirable, and they stay in contact with everyone.
So when do you think you will be able to open for the public?
Gosh, that's such a good question, and I think that's half the battle of not knowing, is trying to figure out when to get all of these things timed to open, because there is a lot of preparation needed to reopen, and yes, we're getting new supplies and new materials and chemicals for disinfecting and all those things, but the exact date is just unknown. We just don't know. It could be longer. We don't know what phase fitness gyms will start getting that okay, but we are preparing for all the precautions, needing the masking if needed, disinfecting, hand washing, you know, even looking at how to monitor how many people are in the club at one time is a concept and a technology that corporate is really trying to address if that is something that happens, if we're unable to be fully 24-hour access right away, or if that's something we need to slowly merge into and only allow usage during staffed hours. We just don't know, so we're kind of preparing for everything to be ready.
You know, the challenge I would assume for you is that you have businesses in two different states, in Minnesota and Wisconsin. While we're neighbors, we don't necessarily have the exact same stay-at-home order or that kind of thing.
100%.
So tell us about those challenges.
You know, I just try to stay up on all the orders, so I'm just going back and forth on governor announcements. So Wisconsin actually had some retail businesses open yesterday with a maximum of 5 people in the store, and some retail businesses, and that was a big step. They have stay-at-home orders until the 26th. Minnesota's the 18th. But as we all know, that can change weekly, daily, sometimes hourly. Things change depending on the numbers and what they're looking at. And, you know, fitness centers, obviously people are sweating and moving. So there's other cautions there, but, you know, I think our members are great and the community is great and everybody is really, really cautious of that. So I think everybody's really responsible and you know, wiping down their equipment when they get done using it. We're already looking at formatting training procedures and format and programming differently so that people aren't sharing pieces and they can stay 6 feet apart. So we're staying on top of it, but yes, the different states do have different requirements, so just try to stay up on those.
Tell us about some of the good news stories that you have encountered over the years that you have owned Anytime Fitness.
You know, we've had some, you know, everything from when it comes to even being in fitness, people having some life-changing experiences, whether that means weight loss or just feeling good about themselves or being more active or getting stronger and being able to do things. So, and that's part of the nice part about having that engaging community and one-to-one communication is we do hear stories of individuals. Our trainers have been fabulous coaches with people. You know, in Hastings, we've had a few occurrences where we've, you know, had to use life-saving methods in-house for people in the middle of workouts. Been really fortunate and Michigan. We've got great staff and equipment at the time, and it's been good. It's been nice meeting people, and I think that's one of the best things about our staff that they say they enjoy the most is for sure the people, meeting the people.
Well, that is a bummer that we can't see you in person, but it's so great to know that you are available online. So for you personally, you mentioned that physical therapy is a background of yours, and also, you know, obviously the fitness business. We have to just move in anyway. Is that correct to age well?
Well, for sure. I mean, as we age, certain things really get more important. Balance, core strength, you know, and part of our, just in general, moving around, you know, part of the challenge with the stay at home is, you know, you have your household. Now that it's getting nice out, yes, people can get outside, but, you know, your body really mentally and physically starts to feel it watching TV. And sitting, you know, sitting is tough. So just the more active you can be, whether it's inside or out, and stretching and getting some range of motion, I think really does help, especially now when Netflix is great, but we have to stand up and move around. It makes a big difference.
What happens to our bodies when we don't?
Well, outside of just stiffness, tightness, and then, you know, really you start to get pain, some chronic pain. And that's not even addressing the mental aspect of feeling that way in itself. You know, sitting anything in one position for very long is not good on your joints. It doesn't challenge your balance. It doesn't challenge your range of motion, stretching, posture. All of those things have effect on your spine and just your ability to be free from chronic aches and pains, too.
LaRoyce, you mentioned that you have three kids of your own. Is that important for you to show them the importance of exercise and having it be a lifelong pleasure?
You know, very much so. I think one of the unique things that, you know, you always try to find what are the positives out of this experience of being at home. And one of the nice things we have done as a family is do some family workouts. You know, my kids range in ages from 10 to 16, girl and a couple boys. And so the needs of all of them, everybody actually is very different. You know, some of us like to do a little heavier strength and some just a little bit more cardio, but we've just been doing family workouts around the house or outside, and that goes from anything to push-ups to body weight exercises to maybe some band exercise or some light weights that we have. But we've actually been able to spend more time together, and the kids are probably working out more than they ever have because we have time, and it's an opportunity to get together, and I think they're starting to feel it. Yeah, they'll start to say, hey, we haven't worked out yet today. So
that's a huge positive. That is a perk. You know, the other thing I was thinking of too, when you mentioned being in the physical therapy world, I've seen people that have been older that, let's say, they break their hip or something. To recover from that, a lot of times depends upon where you were when you broke your hip physically. Mm-hmm. Meaning, mm-hmm. I know that one of the first things that people ask you to do after any kind of surgery these days is to get up and get moving. And if you don't have that upper body strength, you can't even get yourself out of a sitting position. So explain mm-hmm. how weightlifting is important, or strength training, or whatever you call it, for us as we are younger and as we age.
Well, you know, as we know, research even shows that if you're not weight-bearing on something or you're not moving it the longer, it's twice as fast losing muscle tone than it is to gain it. The stronger you are when something like that happens, the quicker and faster you'll be able to bounce back from something like that, whether it's your hip or shoulder or really anything from that happening. And, of course, you always have to follow doctors' requirements, because there are reasons for not being weight bearing when something does that happen, or range of motion restrictions for that. But but really the stronger you are, it's why often people go to therapy or work out to strengthen an area before, especially if they're having elective surgery or something, before, because the rehab for that after you come out is really much, much easier the stronger you are before you go into that. And as we age, really balance and your core strength make a big, big difference with that. And that is really affected when you walk downstairs or step off of a curb. If you don't have that core strength and balance, that's when falls or accidents like that happen. That happens as we age regardless. You start to lose that. So that's why it's important to maintain that type of strength, balance, and core work too as you age.
And so I know that you can help us address that at Anytime Fitness in Hastings and your other locations, but would you be so kind as to tell people how they could get a hold of somebody? Because you can still join during this time period, I would assume.
Yes. You know, email is the best since we are obviously limited with staff and we're only monitoring that at certain times. And then it also gives us a record of some type of accountability when we kind of get back moving. We can kind of say, go down the list so we don't forget or lose track of anybody if they've got a concern about their current membership or getting back into the gym to start back up again and start something new. All of our group training and personal training programs address all levels of fitness, you know, whether it's you're just starting out or have never worked out, or really strong and you want to just keep your strength or continue to get stronger. So, we can accommodate everything. All our programs are really designed to do that. But email is definitely the best. You know, there's a lot of areas for communication that we're trying to monitor. But again, with three locations, it's a little challenging to do that. Again, fortunately, our staff has been great, but we just have limited time that they're able to keep track of things.
Well, we certainly appreciate you taking the time today. Our guest is LaRoyce Nicholson. She's one of the owners of Anytime Fitness in Hastings, and you can certainly visit them. They are still doing virtual training with people, which is so great, and we can't wait for you to open your doors again to the public so we can get back on track.
Well, thanks for having me. We just miss everybody, and we're excited too, and want everybody to stay safe and get back to getting things going.
Sounds great. We want to thank you so much for calling in today, and again, you can be so proud of the staff you have at Anytime Fitness. We sure love them here at KDWA.
That's great. They're awesome. We love them too.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.